everyone, and welcome back to FilipinoPod101.com.
This is Lower Beginner Season 1, Lesson 12, Finding Your Friends in the Philippines. I'm Brandon.
Hi, and I'm Ice. In this lesson, you learn how to talk about the location of people and objects in Filipino.
The conversation takes place at a group meeting.
The speakers are close friends, so they will be using informal Filipino.
All right, let's listen to the conversation.
Narito ba si Mike?
Oo, narito si Mike.
Sino ang wala rito?
Wala rito si Tina.
Nariyan ba si Kim?
Oo, narito si Kim.
Naroon na ba sila?
Oo, naroon na sila kanina pa.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Narito ba si Mike?
Oo, narito si Mike.
Sino ang wala rito?
Wala rito si Tina.
Nariyan ba si Kim?
Oo, narito si Kim.
Naroon na ba sila?
Oo, naroon na sila kanina pa.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Narito ba si Mike?
Is Mike here?
Oo, narito si Mike.
Yes, Mike is here.
Sino ang wala rito?
Who isn't here?
Wala rito si Tina.
Tina isn't here.
Nariyan ba si Kim?
Is Kim here?
Oo, narito si Kim.
Yes, Kim is here.
Naroon na ba sila?
Are they already there?
Oo, naroon na sila kanina pa.
Yes, they were already there a while ago.
Filipinos generally have a flexible view of time.
Does that mean Filipinos are often late for meetings, events, and special occasions?
It does. Events in the Philippines usually start late and end later than what was scheduled. Sometimes, Filipinos also have a flexible view of deadlines.
Meaning that they often ask for extensions with deadlines.
So keep that in mind if you go to the Philippines, listeners.
Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
Narito.
Here.
Narito. Narito.
Next.
Wala.
Nothing. Absent.
Wala. Wala.
Next.
Rito.
Here.
Rito. Rito.
Next.
Nariyan.
There.
Nariyan. Nariyan.
Next.
Naroon.
Over there.
Naroon. Naroon.
Next.
Sila.
They.
Sila. Sila.
Next.
Kanina.
A little while ago.
Kanina. Kanina.
And last.
Pa.
More. Yet.
Pa. Pa.
Let's take a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word is wala.
This is an adjective that expresses having nothing or the absence of something.
Wala is an adjective that means nothing.
Can you give us an example?
Wala akong pasok ngayon.
Which is Filipino for, I don't have class today. How about another example?
Wala siya dito.
Which means, she's not here.
The next word that we're going to talk about is the conjunction, sila.
That's the Filipino pronoun for they that refers to two or more people, not including the speaker.
It has no gender and can be used for both men and women.
For example,
nasaan sila?
That's where are they?
The last word that we're going to talk about is the adverb kanina,
which is how you say a little while ago. Can you give us an example?
We can say nandito siya kanina.
That's Filipino for she was here a little while ago. How about another example?
Kami ay kumain doon kanina.
That is, we ate there a little while ago. Now, on to the grammar. In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about the location and presence of people and objects in Filipino. What words do we need to know to be able to do this?
We need to learn the three words narito, nariyan, and naroon.
And what do those words mean?
The words narito, nariyan, and naroon are the nasa forms of the pronouns ito, iyan, and iyon.
Respectively, they mean here, there, over there. Let's review the word nasa.
Nasa is the Filipino word that expresses location. So when the pronouns ito, iyan, and iyon are used to express location, they become narito,
here,
nariyan,
there,
and naroon,
over there.
Exactly.
So how do we tell the location of people and objects using these words?
We use the sentence pattern narito, nariyan, or naroon, then pronoun or noun.
For example, let's say I'm here in Filipino.
Narito ako.
How about she's there?
Nariyan siya.
Okay, next is Anna is over there.
Naroon si Anna.
Great. Now, how do we ask the location or presence of a person?
We'll use the sentence pattern narito, nariyan, or naroon, then ba, then si, then name of a person to ask the location of a person.
So, how do we say, is Anna here?
That would be, narito ba si Anna?
Okay, how about the location of an object?
For asking the location of an object, we'll use the sentence pattern, narito, nariyan, or naroon, then ba, then ang, then object.
So to say, is the book there, it would be,
nariyan ba ang libro?
Listeners, do you know the powerful secret behind rapid progress?
Using the entire system.
Lesson notes are an important part of this system.
They include a transcript and translation of the conversation,
key lesson vocabulary,
and detailed grammar explanations.
Lesson notes accompany every audio or video lesson.
Use them on the site or mobile device or print them out.
Using the lesson notes with audio and video media will rapidly increase your learning speed.
Go to FilipinoPod101.com and download the lesson notes for this lesson right now.
All right, that's all for this lesson. Make sure you check the lesson notes for more examples and explanations.
And leave us a comment at FilipinoPod101.com. We're here to help.
In the meantime, thanks for listening and we'll see you next time. Bye!
Paalam!
Narito ba si Mike?
Oo, narito si Mike.
Sino ang wala rito?
Wala rito si Tina.
Nariyan ba si Kim?
Oo, narito si Kim.
Naroon na ba sila?
Oo, naroon na sila kanina pa.